Unit 7. Language and Literature.
Reading 2. A clean, well-lighted place. It was late and everyone had left the cafe, except an old man who sat in the shadow the leaves of the tree made against the electric light. In the daytime, the street was dusty, but at night, the dew settled the dust and the old man liked to sit late because he was deaf, and now at night it was quiet.And he felt the difference. The two waiters inside the cafe knew that the old man was a little drunk, and while he was a good client, they knew that if he became too drunk, he would leave without paying, so they kept watch on him. The old man, sitting in the shadow, rapped on his saucer with his glass. The younger waiter went over to him. "What do you want?" The old man looked at him. "Another brandy," he said.You'll be drunk, the waiter said. The old man looked at him. The waiter went away. The waiter took the brandy bottle and another saucer from the counter inside the cafe and marched out to the old man's table. He put down the saucer and poured the glass full of brandy. A little more, he said. The waiter poured on into the glass so that the brandy slopped over and ran down the stem into the top saucer of the pile.Thank you, the old man said. The waiter took the bottle back inside the cafe. He sat down at the table with his colleague again. He's drunk now, he said. He's drunk every night. I wish he would go home. I never get to bed before 3 o'clock. What kind of hour is that to go to bed? He stays up because he likes it. He's lonely. I'm not lonely. I have a wife waiting in bed for me. He had a wife once, too.I don't want to look at him. I wish he would go home. He has no regard for those who must work. The old man looked from his glass across the square, then over at the waiters. Another brandy, he said, pointing to his glass. The waiter who was in a hurry came over. No, finished. The waiter wiped the edge of the table with a towel and shook his head. The old man stood up, slowly counted the saucers,took a leather coin purse from his pocket, and paid for the drinks, leaving half a peseta tip. Why didn't you let him stay and drink? The unhurried waiter asked. They were putting up the shutters. It is not 2:30. You talk like an old man yourself. He can buy a bottle and drink at home. It's not the same. No, it is not, agreed the waiter with a wife. He did not wish to be unjust. He was only in a hurry.We're of two different kinds, the older waiter said. He was now dressed to go home. It is not only a question of youth and confidence, although those things are very beautiful. Each night I am reluctant to close up, because there may be someone who needs the cafe. Hombre, there are bodegas open all night long. You do not understand. This is a clean and pleasant cafe. It is well lighted. The light is very good, and also now...There are shadows of the leaves. Good night, said the younger waiter. Good night, the other said. Supplemental reading. True American Style. Stories by Hemingway are often included in American literature textbooks because Hemingway wrote in a purely American style. Many other writers since his time have tried to imitate this style.But Hemingway remains the best example. Hemingway's first stories were about the writer's own life. For example, the main character in the Nick Adams stories suffered a knee wound like the author. And Nick also spent time in the wilderness to mentally heal himself after fighting in the war, similar to Hemingway's own experience. And even in his later stories, many of his characters reflected Hemingway's own personality and beliefs.Through his stories and novels, Hemingway explored a variety of writing styles. But the author's barest style is especially seen in two of his short stories, A Clean, Well-Lighted Place and Hills Like White Elephants. In these stories, Hemingway takes himself out of the narrator's role and allows the dialogue of the characters to carry the story. Hemingway expects the readers to use their imaginations,to discover those things typically supplied by the narrator in other stories. The author said he wrote according to the iceberg theory of writing. The written words of the story were only a small part of the meaning of the whole. Until Hemingway came along, most people and especially critics of literature thought American stories and novels were born out of British literature. But Hemingway created a uniquely American style, and he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1954 for his works.